Welcome to the Coaching Lab Podcast, where basketball coaches build more success in less time by increasing their ability to teach, lead, and coach the players on their team and in their program. Today we want to focus on really what a camp director does, and this is how I run my camps. So there's a camp coach and there's a camp director. The camp coach is how I used to do things when I first started out. I'd have a few people help, but I was doing all the instructing, everybody kind of all eyes on me sort of thing. And it works, but it's slower and it just isn't as engaging in my opinion. When you go to the camp director, you're no longer the one who's doing everything. Now, I certainly get up in front of the camp in the morning to get things started. I will do some teaching of some skills. I'll hop in a station. I will do some of that stuff. But I have my varsity players be our camp coaches. They have their own station. They run their own competitions. Everything is kind of their get to do it with their group of kids. And as we rotate kids to different stations, they'll get a new set of kids to teach a new skill to. But those varsity players or returning college players, sometimes it's our coaches in our system, maybe a middle school coach or a freshman coach who has a station, those people are the ones who are doing most of the teaching. So when it comes to directing, your job is going to be make sure that the schedule is going smooth, that any problems that come up, maybe a player gets hurt, maybe somebody doesn't show up, so you want to give them a phone call to see if they're coming to camp. All of that stuff kind of goes through you to make sure camp is going the way that you want it to, and it's engaging, and it's your kids are having fun, but you're organizing and directing everything. Now, with being the camp director, that also means that you're going to have to kind of coach the coaches. And what I mean by that is if you're using high school players, varsity players oftentimes have been through camps, they kind of know how it all works, but when they're coaching their kids, it's a little bit different. So I like to start in the morning by having a little meeting, telling the coaches this is our emphasis of the day, and giving them some key points to kind of look for. If we're going to be doing the younger kids, we're teaching dribbling, we want to talk about having our knees bent, having our eyes up, using our fingers instead of the whole palm of our hand to dribble. Some basic things, but it helps your camp coaches know what to focus on. I also like to give them one or two quick drills. Now, I'll hand out a packet of drills for kids to use, kind of look through, but give them a drill or two and so they feel empowered and they know exactly what they're getting into when it comes to these stations. At the end of camp, I also like to have about a 10-minute camp meeting and find out, how did things go? Was there something that didn't work for you? Were you frustrated with something? Was a timing off? And what worked really well? What game or what concept did you think the kids really picked up on? And share it with the rest of the group so that everybody else can kind of grow. Every day has a different emphasis, so every day is going to have a couple of new drills. It's going to have a couple new competitions, all of that. So we go over the schedule for the day as well. These meetings are really imperative. Otherwise, what you do is you have your camp coaches come in, especially if they're high school kids, and these camp coaches go through the one or two drills they know. They do them for too long a period of time, and it just gets kind of stale. I want to empower my coaches, make sure that they know, hey, here's a drill or two you haven't thought of. Here's the things that we're trying to emphasize just as a review, or if it's new, you know to look for them. And then finally, we want to make sure that their attitude is in the right spot. Kids are looking up to you. They want to be you someday. We need to be engaging. We need to be enthusiastic. We need to have a lot of fun. So that's kind of how the camp director role works for me. We found it works absolutely tremendous with our kids. Now, I will say, if you're having trouble getting your varsity players signed up to be coaches, make it part of kind of what the program. This is what you do. This is what we do here. This is a legacy that you leave. This is you starting off your senior year or your first varsity experience in a positive way. Got to remember, these kids want to be you someday. And when we put it in that way, a lot of times our high school players, they'll take time off of work or they'll get up a little bit earlier because they know this is what it means to be a Bulldog basketball player at the varsity level. So coaches, I hope this helps you out as you're thinking about how you're going to be planning your camps for this summer. Until next time, go get in the gym, get your players better. Coach, if you've enjoyed the Coaching Lab podcast, I encourage you to go give us a 5-star rating and even leave us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for listening to today's episode, Coach. If you'd like more great coaching content, I encourage you to check out the Coaching Lab at CoachMattDennis.com. You'll find everything you need to have more success in less time.